earthy kingdom of God was the womb of Mary, the sinless one. St. Paul summarises in one sentence of the first reading our existence, that what we suffer in this life can never be compared to the glory as yet unrevealed, which is waiting for us. There is, by Satan, through Masonic acts, by every means, befallen to man, a war to prevent souls from being saved, and thus an endeavour to bring to nothing the redemption accomplished by Christ. But it is the woman, Mary, who has the victory through her seed. The leaven of the gospel today is Jesus Christ. God used Mary, the perfect creature, unbeknown by Satan, she, the sinless one, to bring forth Christ for the victory of the world and the promise awaiting for us, heaven, our eternal homeland. What is our kingdom like? It is like the kingdom of God. It is like the yeast a woman took and mixed in with three measures of flour, till it was leaven all through. Through the womb of Mary, the par excellence of womanhood, she generated the perfect man. Her son Jesus is the perfect man. From her co-redemptive role as co-redemptrix, she conceived and gave birth. The creature gave birth to the Creator because the triune God wanted it that way. Mary, full of grace, formed Jesus in each of us, and this Christification comes from Mary and the Holy Spirit. The Marianization and then the Christification. Mary is the leaven, the Word of God made flesh. Jesus is that leaven, but not any woman gives us Jesus. Only the Blessed Virgin Mary, by her fullness of grace, gives us her Son, because God decreed it that way. As St. Germanus said, "Who could know God were it not for thee, O most holy Virgin Mary? Who could be saved? Who could be preserved from dangers? Who could receive any grace were it not for thee, O Mother of God, O full of grace?" There is Our Lady's leaven hanging on the cross, the bread of heaven baked in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. After his victory, the victorious Vitrix continues with the Holy Spirit to bring Christ into the world and the world to Christ, so that those here on earth live and have a foretaste of heaven. A mustard seed becomes the tree, and the birds of the air shelter in its branches. We are to live in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the shelter of the mustard seed given to us by God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.